Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time, the podcast. And it's not only just a new episode, but it's also the first episode of 2022. It's the first episode for season 5, and it's episode 62. All right, so welcome back, everyone. If you have been with me for a while, you've been rocking here for a minute, welcome back. And if it's your first time listening, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. So first off, I am going to give you warning. If you hear any noise in the background, this year and onward with the podcast, I'm not trying so hard for perfection, because sometimes you're always waiting for that perfect moment and it doesn't come, right? And I just want to get things done when I feel like sometimes it's just a right moment for things. The second thing is, you're going to be in my AC unit. Now, I know people turn off their AC unit in order to have great audio quality, and they do that on YouTube, and I don't know if some people do that for their podcast, but I am not trying to be like sweating over here, all right? Like, a little hum in the background ain't gonna kill nobody, right? I think they turned off the jazz. If you hear a bit of jazz in the background, my neighbor, you know, like in a typical Caribbean neighborhood, you might hear some dance hall, right? No, I hear jazz, which I'm okay with. It's sometimes annoying when I want to record certain things and it's really important to have superb quality audio, but hey, it adds to the ambiance. All right, so that is what you might hear in the background, or you may not. You might just hear my voice because I use a mic, right? So anyway, let's kick things off, and I'm going to recap my 2021 in business. Let's do this. So 2021 came, and it was my best year out the gate. I had like 2 high ticket clients booked, and I was pretty solid when it came to cash flow for like the first 2 months. And that was awesome. And then there were a couple of things in business that kind of really threw me off when it came to my headspace that I had to deal with and work through, which I will get into more in episode number 2, because this next episode after this, I'm going to be sharing my top 3 lessons in business from 2021. And then episode number 3, which would be, so this is 62. The next one is 63 and 64. Like the first 3 episodes, that's what you're going to expect. So it's just going to get deeper and deeper. So right now it's like a quick overview of how things went and bringing us up to speed here with 2022. So kicked off the year, I honestly was my most successful start of a new year. I was really proud of myself and my business. I was working on like systems and stuff in the back end and streamlining that stuff. And then herein comes lockdown, which completely threw off all of my momentum and honestly just really threw me off terribly. You know, I had like things mapped out and things planned, and you know what they say, like make a plan and watch God laugh at it, right? And I think maybe the new one might be watch COVID laugh at it. Like, how dare you make plans in a pandemic? But hey, we have businesses to run, so we have to have some outline of a plan, right? We have to. It's important. It's just that it's really hard as human beings to be flexible with those plans. And it's not even that it's hard being flexible, because there's a fine line between being flexible and then everything just coming to a complete standstill. There's also grief, that you have to deal with the grief. And I heard people talk about the grief of the pandemic so much in 2022 that I didn't really have a lot of grief. Like, there was some, but honestly, again, 2020 was a good year. 2021, the grief was hard because I really wanted to accomplish certain things, do certain things, and with a lockdown, a very harsh lockdown in place, it was really hard to do that. And I had to be still, and I questioned like my purpose for a while, and I just felt like I was just existing because you were waking up every day and life was like this loop. And honestly, I'm not gonna lie, it probably sent me a little nutty. Okay, it was just too heavy having to keep my daughter motivated in online school, homeschool my son, and yes. Now let me make this clear. I think people mix up all the time, and this always used to irk me from very early on in the pandemic, because it matters the difference and the words that you use. Homeschooling and online schooling are two completely different things. Online schooling attached to a school is online schooling. It's remote, right? It's still attached to an institution. They have a teacher. Homeschooling, you the parent is the teacher. You are in control of the curriculum. That is homeschooling. And for my moms out there, especially mompreneurs, because you know that's who I really speak to. But hey, for the guys who support and listen to my podcast, holla, thanks for tuning in, thanks for listening. Share this with your wives, your girlfriends, you know, your friends, your women in business. But I appreciate you all for being here. But it's no secret that my audience is a large segment women and focused on helping women and the men that benefit. That's awesome. So yeah, moms, if you're listening to this and you're like, damn, that's a lot. She really made the decision to homeschool. Well, that is an episode that is coming to come. That is actually the fourth episode in season five, right? So that's like episode 60, 65, right? Let's not get too caught up on the numbers, but that's coming soon in the lineup. So keeping them motivated, running a business, working with my son. And I honestly didn't put too much pressure on the actual academics. Like, we did work, but the biggest burden with the homeschooling him is keeping him entertained and occupied. Ooh, Jesus. Anyway, so yeah, there were just too many months of that, and it really derailed my mental health. Hence, herein comes, you know, as soon as restrictions were lifted to leave Trinidad, I bus it. I bus it, as they said. Like, no lie, I just couldn't wait to get out and literally breathe. I don't care what anybody has to say when it comes to, oh, COVID and da, da, da. Listen, mental health is just as important as physical health, and I went to take care of that for myself. And not only myself, but for my children. And majority, like, my support system honestly isn't in Trinidad, right? So when it came to the kids, like, it was good for their mental health. Like, my son was really struggling, even my daughter, she was struggling. When it came to like really being enthusiastic about school, she's a child that loves school. Immediately, like, within the first week, I saw a difference in him being able to interact with people even lightly at the park, and that became our routine. Now, just for context, this would have been the end of September, beginning of October. All right, so January, February, March of 2021. Ooh, everything's wonderful. March, things are wonderful. Coming to the end of March, boom, lockdown. Then, so that's April, May, June, July, August, September. That's 6 months. I had enough. Now, one of my coping mechanisms during the time was creating mini vlogs. Until after a while, I had enough mini vlogs, and when I would look back at them, it even made me more depressed because it allowed me to see like, what this is not life. This is not living. I'm doing literally the same thing every single day. My life is in a loop. Like, what in the hell? So that's why I knew I needed to get out. I was more than due to to leave, and I needed to do that. And it also allowed me to take a step back. During that time, I booked another high ticket client, and it was even more high ticket than the ones before because, of course, it was a project based out of the US, and of course, I mean, it's no secret. The spending power is greater outside of the Caribbean. Like, let's not pussyfoot around it. This is Tea Time, the podcast, right? And one project of that package was able to sustain me for quite a while. So, yeah, I organized myself and then booked another high ticket package like that, and it just kept rolling on like that. So it allowed me and empowered me to slow down. 2021, I have to say, I had to brand that year as the year of the slowdown, because I've said this somewhere before, maybe it was on the podcast or in my content or on Instagram, but even in the beginning of 2021, I was experiencing burnout. I had to slow down even then, and that's why I was so happy to like have these two solid clients that was able to sustain me for quite a few months, or I shouldn't say me, but sustain the business and the life and my lifestyle as such, because I really don't believe in working with 10 clients a month and in order to hit my required income goal to live a quality life, right? I prefer high tickets because creative work, marketing, it takes a lot, and quite honestly, the value is there, right? So please, creatives, do not undercut and undersell yourself. If you have found a way or a business model that allows you to work with high volume with and you have a rinse and repeat process that does not drain you, then awesome. But the nature of my work, especially done for you, is very hands-on, that it's just too much. It's too much. Okay, so we'll get into that structure and business model stuff another day. But those who know me know my brand, are familiar with my packages, who have seen them, kind of have an understanding of where I'm coming from. If it doesn't make any sense, feel free to send me a DM. I would be happy to clarify on another episode, stuff like that. But so beginning of 2021, I slowed down. It allowed me to really go deep. And I really prefer really high, how to put it, boy, high service experiences where it really allows me to focus on you. When you're working with just too many clients per month or per quarter, you really are stretched thin and you aren't able to show up and give your best service as a business when you're trying to be in too many businesses at once. Because really and truly, we're in your business. It's such an intimate experience with done for you services, and hence why Done For You has to be priced differently to a course or to selling a product, for example. So anyway, beginning of 2021, it allowed me to slow down and really take my time and manage my schedule, which was awesome. Then, as I was looking to, I wouldn't say pivot strategies, but introduce a strategy in order to continue to book services and VIP days, I wasn't able to execute that strategy because you also have to read the room. There are just some things that you can't talk about on social media when certain things are happening in the world. So I put that on pause for 30 days. But then the news just didn't get better, and I just didn't feel in alignment to promote certain services and certain experiences during that time. So I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to honor this time and take things slow. I'm gonna pause. I'll be right back. All right, sorry for that interruption. So, where was I? I was talking about basically the lockdown having to like force me to pause certain things, not even execute them. And it was just a very day-to-day slow existence, and I needed it. I honestly really needed it for my mental health. Like, whenever I find myself fighting against the current, right, I always have to like stop because it makes no sense trying to fight this current and you're not getting where you want to go. So I always tend to stop, and you'd hear more about this just now. Is that okay? Well, what am I supposed to learn from this? What should I be doing instead? What is this period or this season trying to teach me? What should I do to honor this season? And I was like, well, clearly I'm supposed to take a step back and slow the down, right? And that's what I did. So I slowed down. I created these blogs, or vlogs, I mean, these TikTok vlogs. And that was like so therapeutic, and it was something that I really enjoyed doing. And I really enjoy doing that, and I still do that sometimes today once I have some time. But I found a new hobby then. It's just that after a while, even the hobby started to make me unhappy because I would look back at it, and I even look back at some of them today, and it should be triggering, like it should remind you of a traumatic period in life. But even certain audios from TikTok that you remember just are so attached to certain periods in the pandemic. And it's I don't know how to explain this, but sometimes you feel like, oh, the good old days. It's weird. But it's definitely not days I want to relive at all. Like, I want us to like keep moving on, away, out of it. All right. So anyway, not to keep rambling. So there was the lockdowns. Then, like all of 2021 was just different levels of taking a step back while continuing to work. Like, it wouldn't look like what you would expect business should look like. And I think it's super important to touch on that, because that doesn't mean it was a failure or that it was unsuccessful, because I had a couple of high ticket, high profile projects, and that is a huge accomplishment that I was able to do that in my business and be able to live similarly to some of, the people that I would say I look up to. When it comes to like the podcast that I listen to, one of my favorites is Nisha Woolery, where she has a slow business and she works 3 days a week. Like, I'm a mom. I resonate with that, and that aligns with my brand values. Like, that's how I want my business to be. And there are many seasons last year that it allowed me to be like that, where I was just able to like go to Central Park, go to Manhattan. And when I say go to Manhattan, like there were days I was living in Connecticut, and I would just head down to Manhattan for a day, and things like that. I was able to do that because my business was in a position to do so. So I had to highlight that, because we feel like we have to be working Monday to Friday all the time, and we must be booked and busy. Like, booked and busy is what you determine that it is. Like, if you just work with two clients a month or one client every 6 weeks, people do that. Like, and that's booked and busy for them. So I'm just so super thankful that I was able to slow down, because Lord, I needed it for each season of 2021. There were just like the beginning of 2021 was things were life was pretty okay. Right, in terms of like not being in a lockdown, da 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 da, right? There were life restrictions, this, that, and the other, but I was burnt out. Then I did what I needed to do to, I guess, manage my burnout, and then by the time I was ready to kickstart certain things into overdrive, inverted come air quotes, life told me, no, you have to just sit it out and relax, continue to relax. And the thing is, we ask to relax, but when we're given the opportunity to relax and rest, it's hard for us. Like, think about it. You push and push and push, and then you get physically unwell that you are hospitalized, for example. I've heard of people who have been hospitalized due to burnout. And even then, like, you're laying there in bed and all you're thinking about is the things that you should be doing. Like, what is wrong with us? This is what capitalism has done to us, that we feel uncomfortable with rest. And something is wrong with that. Something is seriously wrong with that. All right. Guys, this is a super chill, laid back episode. I don't know what I'm going to title it, but in my notes, I just have it here, Brand and Life Updates. So this is definitely an episode that, I mean, you're already halfway in. But if you feel like you want to pause and sit on your couch and brew some tea or coffee and just kind of relax and chill over, like, what the hell was 2021, then by all means, pause this podcast and come back to it, all right? Maybe I might put a disclaimer to tell people this at the beginning of the episode when it goes to publish, right? So there was that. So again, not to like ramble on and on, you know, there was first quarter, January, February, March, you know, I took things slow and easy. Then there was this whole 6 months where we were like, I felt like the prime minister told us to go and sit in a corner and chill out. And that was tough. And then I went to the States and lived my best life. Like, that's just the best way to put it. So I went from Connecticut. Then from Connecticut, I went to Detroit. Of course, to get to Detroit, I made a pit stop in New York at my mom, then to Detroit. Detroit was actually pit stop to Christmas in Atlanta, and then final stop was right back to New York. And back now, okay, so fast forward, it's January 2022, and I am back in the cold. I just couldn't deal with any more gray skies, right? So this brings me to my season of hibernation. So all of 2021, it was slow business. That's awesome. I get to spend quality time with my kids while earning an income. Great. So then January comes, and oh, I forgot. I got food poisoning in December. Like, I was sick on Christmas Day. Like, for those of you who don't know, that is what was up, right? So I was sick and lost a lot of weight. I had to get one of those hydration UV things, right? So they're like these, it's like a spa, but they give you IV, not if I said UV, that's wrong. They give you like this IV with vitamins and minerals and water. I couldn't stomach anything. So I was super dehydrated. So if I didn't go to that IV clinic, that's what it's called, an IV clinic, I don't know what would have been my state. I might have been hospitalized, right? So yeah, I made it through with no COVID, right? But I had food poisoning. So anyway, December is usually my month in business where I close off at the beginning of December, which I did, and I usually use the last 2 weeks of December to plan and prep for the new year. I really clean house, go through my website, update things. Like, these are the things that you should do. And you can do that even in the beginning of January because things are usually slow and quiet for many businesses when the new year starts, right? So January came and I just felt so off balance because I didn't feel like I was ready for the new year. I felt like, why am I posting this content? Like, what is the real purpose behind this post? And I just made a decision, like, you know what? I need to take a step back from Instagram and just actively, you know, I guess showing up in my brand. So I was just like, no, I need to take that time to rest and reflect and plan for the new year. I was even struggling with, again, it's January, supposed to kick the year off with a bang. I need to be productive. I need to this, I need to that. Again, trying to swim against the current. I was like, okay, it's winter. What do we do in winter? What are we supposed to do with winter? Every season in life has a purpose, right? And I truly believe in getting in tune with the cycles and seasons of life. So I was like, okay, winter is a season of hibernation. So how can I use this to my advantage? How can I use this instead of it being a point of resistance? So I was like, well, I didn't get to really rest. I felt like, okay, with getting sick, and I was like drained and this and that. And I felt like I was just catapulted into the new year. So I was like, well, yeah, I need to use January like as the month to plan and prepare for the new year. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna come off of my business Instagram account. I do have a personal profile. That's the one I go to post random-ish and laugh at memes and not think about work and not see people in the marketing space showing up on my feed. Like, I needed that separation. And that's another topic for another episode that will come in episode number 2 and 3, right? The next two episodes. So that happened. And yeah, and because I know I was making my journey to Trinidad soon, I was just like, you know what? Instead of me pushing, let me just take it easy. And that's what I did. I made a vow not to post. I posted, I still, you know, logged in on TikTok and I used Twitter as my space because you need a little bit of social media in your life, right? So that was where I would go and I would make posts from time to time. But for the most part, I wasn't on and I took time off from Instagram. And I think that was my longest time off and away from it. And it felt really, really good. So I did prep, I did plan, I journaled, I, you know, wrote about my brand values, like what is my message. Like, really got back in tune with who I'm here to serve and build my offerings, build my services. I mean, my services and stuff are still there, but just kind of refining who I'm here to serve, how am I going to help them, kind of just trim off any dead weight or trim the fat, anything that was unnecessary. So, for the majority, a lot of things stayed, but I got a lot of clarity. I'll take a drink of water to clear my throat. Yeah, so I got a lot of clarity and I wrote in my branded journal called Minding the Business That Pays Me. And I wrote things out like, I actually want to share this with you all. Like, the videos like I want to create on TikTok, I brain dumped what are my brand topics, you know, because you want to stay super on course with like your core themes in your business and your brand. All right, so make notes of that if it's a nugget that resonates with you. So I have here, so I needed to figure out, redefine, and remember. What was my brand purpose? Who did I help and why? what was my why? Because I realized that I was, I kind of lost focus of my vision a bit, and I wanted to like remember, like, what is the passion? What is my driving force? Because I just remember when I was at my best, not saying that I wasn't, like, I was in shambles or anything like that, but we always remember periods in our entrepreneurship journey when, you know, you were at like your best. There are many like periods like that. And you would identify when you think that you were on your A game and whatnot and whatnot. So for example, I would remember there's a difference between a certain time period, like, oh, I was super passionate about X, Y, and Z. And then I ask myself, like, well, what is really driving me right now? What am I passionate about? Sometimes you get in a rut where you feel like you're just doing things out of your rinse and repeat systems, and it wasn't coming from a place of passion anymore. Sometimes you reach a point in your business where, like, hey, business is going fine, it's going good, or it's going great, but you know something inside of you has shifted and it's not feeling the way you want it to feel, and that's absolutely normal. So that's why brand audits and brand strategy sessions are great things to do periodically in business. I would say at least once a year. And that for me, this was me doing my own exercise on myself that I would do with others, that I would do with my clients, that I would do with new clients who seem to be a bit lost when it comes to like, okay, I'm starting up a new business, or I've been in business for 3 years and, you know, and I'm not sure what I should be doing next. And just, you find yourself in certain periods where this is why brand audits are important. This is why brand strategy is important. You can't just jump out there without a plan. And in my case, in my area of expertise, you really do need to have a brand plan, okay? So I asked myself, what was my why? I journaled around that. I asked myself, what was I passionate about? What was my driving force? Because I wanted to feel passion. So like, passion is a driving force. And I wanted to, when I come back to show up in my brand, I want to feel a drive. I don't want to be doing something because I'm supposed to post this week. I'm supposed to do this right now. Like, you want your business to light you up. Well, it's like, what's the freaking point? Like, why? Just go work a job. Like, if the passion is missing, then something needs to be tweaked. Maybe you need to change businesses altogether. Maybe you need to pivot. Maybe you're no longer in alignment and you need to find out why. So what was my driving force? What was my mission and what was my vision? I'm literally reading out my bullet points. And then on the next line I wrote, answer these questions and ponder how have they changed. So you want to get some clear clarity on maybe like what, answer those questions like of a period, a different, of a previous period in time. And then you're asking yourself these questions in today's time, like, okay, well, now what is my why today? Has it changed? And if it hasn't changed, okay, we can move on to the next question to kind of like really help you get back into alignment, all right? And then on the next line I wrote, some of these have gotten lost, right? So I lost focus in the trauma of entrepreneurship, which I might open up about in a later episode. I will touch on it in episode 2 and 3, but I'm not sure how deep I'll go yet. But and the grief of the pandemic. So that's what I wrote. Some of these have gotten lost in the trauma of entrepreneurship and the grief of the pandemic. So my follow-up question is, this could be like actually a whole freaking webinar. Because I have pages and pages of journaling, of journal prompts that I wrote out for myself. And I was just writing. And that's what I was doing while I kind of ghosted my Instagram account. Right? So I can't read all of this. But I'm just like going through to see like any gems that I want to share with you guys, things like, letting go certain things that I'm embracing, things that I'm here and available for. So like, let's see if there's one that I want to share. So one of the things that I wrote, I'm embracing, it's okay to unfollow first. Right? Sometimes we, how to put it, boy, we beat ourselves up and put ourselves through unnecessary emotional turmoil going over, should I unfollow certain people because I know that they're not rocking with me like they used to anymore? There's just certain, when you're doing, and it's time to do an Instagram cleanup, it's time to do a social media audit and clean up and let go and release. I just feel like it's just too much shade around the topic of unfollowing. I feel like there's just always this, oh, this person unfollowed me. And granted, there is a time and place, we're humans, and there are times where it's like, really, was it that serious? But then there are other times where it has nothing to really do with the other individual. It's more about you having boundaries, and you need to curate your online space as much as you do your home. Your Instagram profile, your Facebook profile, your LinkedIn, your email list, all of it carries an energy. The same way you don't just let any random person into your house. Some people don't let people in at all. But when you have a business, you have to let people in and out, right? And that is the same way we can look at our digital spaces, where we have to clean up certain things. And if we feel like the energy just isn't there, and you may not have any good real explanation, but you just feel called to do it, then stop debating and going back and forth in your mind. If you need to do it, just do it. All right. I know this episode is kind of long, but there is a lot that I have to talk about, and rightfully so. Because it's been a minute and it's been a while, and I will have to stretch this out into a couple episodes. I'll dive deeper into the next one. But just to wrap this up, I just want to get a couple more points out, right? So I'm really on my last point, which is I turned my March into January, right? March was my time to come out and bloom. Literally and figuratively, right? January, I was using that time to hibernate. February, we continue to hibernate but prepare for the spring when it's warmer weather coming out, and you just kind of come out and you're like ready, and it's like flowers are starting to bloom, etc. etc. I know that really isn't happening right this moment. It's the 14th of March and there's a freaking snowstorm. But that's what it is. It's spring now. It's the officially the first day of spring yesterday. So that was my plan in theory, and I launched my new services, right? It's not as I wouldn't say, no, let me retract that. As I said, I cleaned up a certain things. I saw a gap in a particular area in business, and I decided to create new service to complement that. So I would link to where you can go check out the new services in the show notes. I will link to it there and you can go check it out. All right, so just to wrap this up, in my journaling, I also made a list of what are my brand topics, what were my topics back then, are they still relevant to who I am today, where I am today, where I am in business, my season of business, because those things are going to change. So I brain dumped like all of my topics, and I was able to see a bird's eye view of what are my core values, and also what were the new ones that came as a result of my experiences in the past year or two. I even journaled about my purpose. So if you guys want to hear about it, I am going to share it right now. So one of my biggest driving forces is helping female-led small business owners find freedom and independence through making their own money through their business. Like, for me, that's my ultimate view of freedom, where you make your own money. You don't depend on anybody. And I remember that was a huge part of my brand when I just went full-time in my business. And I've noticed that I've lost that messaging over the years. Like, it's there, like, that's still my value. But sometimes this is why it's so important to keep journaling, write it down, and in a place that you could come back and look at it and read it, because then it really helps you with your message, and it really helps you to communicate in your content the things that are important to your brand and your brand values, and really build that loyal tribe, because you are now but you are going to be aligning with people who have those same values, and they're gonna be attracted to you. And I wasn't practicing that for a while because I got so tactical, I would say, for a while, where I was just focused on the actual, like, branding and website and, you know, those things, and I wasn't practicing communicating brand values and the message and what is the driving force and who is this business here to serve and those types of things that really does enrich a business and their brand. All right, so yeah, and there's actually this graphic that I came across recently that just really embodied what I've been practicing for 2022. January, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but if you've seen it, you will know what I'm talking about. And if not, I'm going to post it somewhere, right? There's this graphic that says January, February, March. And in January, there's like this woman, she's laying down. February, she's getting up. And March, she's like stretching or something like that. And I saw that and I just felt it. Because you get to make the rules in your business. Don't feel pressured to go at anybody else's pace. You might feel like, oh my gosh, I feel so behind. It's March. I barely accomplished my goals. And oh, I had these New Year's resolutions. Like, F all that ish, okay? Like, you can reset at any time. And I do this even on a daily basis. If I wake up late and I feel like, oh my gosh, I am behind in my day. Who says you're behind in your day? Maybe your day is going to start at noon and you're early. You can shift perspective. And when you shift perspective and reset whatever timeline that you're probably chasing, you actually lose a lot of time trying to rush and catch up versus resetting. I find resetting is a lot more productive than trying to chase the day. And in this case, we chase the year thinking, oh, I have to get everything done in the month of January because I have these New Year's resolutions. And this is why resolutions tend to fail, you know? Like, you set your own goals on a schedule that's realistic to you and to your life. And that's working for me. I just feel so much more in alignment moving at my own pace and not looking at what everyone else is doing, because yes, social listening is important and you need to read the room, but there's a fine line between social listening and overconsumption to the point of paralysis. When you overconsume, you get paralyzed and you overthink every single move you're about to make. Now, again, I am going to wrap up this episode. I hope that I didn't lose you all. If you've made it this far into the episode, you've made it this far, you've made it to the end, I appreciate you for spending the last, I'm not sure how much time it's been. It's probably almost 45 minutes or so. Thank you for spending time with me and giving me part of your day. I do not take that lightly at all, and I really appreciate everybody who listens to the podcast, leaves a review, shares the podcast on their Instagram stories or anywhere or with someone, even if you copy the link and share it with a fellow business owner. I appreciate you guys, and I cannot wait to chat with you again in the next episode of Tea Time, the podcast. Have a good one, guys.